You're with SBS Radio.
When Zahi Idris escaped apartheid in South Africa at the age of five, he'd imagined his new home would be one of equal opportunity.
I'm born in South Africa, migrated to Australia when I was quite young, came with our family. We left a pretty difficult situation in apartheid South Africa, so it was important for us to come to a place where on its face was going to give us a good chance, you know, the Australian fair go.
But settling into Australia in a post-9/11 world was difficult for this young Muslim boy and his family.
Around September 11, things changed for me quite significantly. Attitudes towards my faith and my identity changed in the public sphere, so that made it a little bit difficult to interact the same way I did before. As a young adult at the time, I struggled to reconcile my identity as a Muslim and also as someone who was being asked to explain the events of some horrible criminals on the other side of the world, which wasn't something we'd experienced previously.
Zahi says as he grew older and progressed in his career, so too did his experiences of discrimination.
I was during Ramadan, I was fasting, and my manager at the time had said to his manager, perhaps we could move this particular staff event to another week because a couple of his staff members were fasting. And the response from that senior manager was, really? How many of them do we have working here? We should keep an eye on them. So those sorts of attitudes are not unusual. It's unfortunate and we should all be shocked by them, but it becomes the norm for a lot of us living and working in a racialised society.
For Zahi, the discrimination had escalated so drastically, he began to fear for his safety.
I've had threats of physical violence as a result of my Muslimness, can we say? And I've been discouraged by reporting them by the New South Wales Police. That was many years ago, and we'd hoped that had changed. But the attitude was, perhaps you should stop doing these things, and that is speaking out against Islamophobia, and you may not get the hate that is targeted towards you.
A new report dubbed Sharing the Experiences of Australian Muslims shows he's not alone. It found 80% of more than 1,000 participants have experienced some form of discrimination. Half of those said it was when dealing with law enforcement. 48% said they were targeted in workplaces or when seeking employment, while 29% said they experienced some form of discrimination in educational institutions. Founder of the Islamophobia Register and anti-discrimination advocate Mariam Weiss-Zeder has also had her fair share of targeted abuse.
Everything from having police patrol my house because of the constant death threats that I was receiving, having police trace calls to offenders that only lived suburbs away who were constantly targeting me and threatening me, to having things like bizarre things like having my home address disclosed, my residential home address. Luckily, I'd moved out of that unit, but having that disclosed and then having bacon sent to that mail address. So that I've had a whole host of different things that have happened to me. I'm conscious, however, that some of those were more extreme examples because of the advocacy work I did in the Islamophobia space.
The report also found that one in every four Muslims in Australia are too afraid to speak up when they or someone they know experience some form of discrimination. And what's perhaps even more concerning is those that do speak up say there's inadequate support.
I suspect there are many individuals facing everyday incidents of Islamophobia that are not coming forward. And that is the trend that we were looking to reverse, to have an organisation that, you know, the Australian community can turn to be able to record these incidents. But I'm not surprised by the findings, but as I said, I think we do require additional resources to be dedicated to this area to be able to paint a more accurate picture as to what kind of Islamophobic incidents are taking place across Australia.
One of the recommendations in the report is a call for the federal government to establish an anti-racism framework. Race Commissioner from the Australian Human Rights Commission, Chin Tan, explains.
We believe there is a strong and powerful need for us to have a coordinated national strategy that works on many fronts to actively counter racism and discrimination. at the various levels that they occur. And it brings me to this advocacy that we're now putting forward to the Commission about implementing in Australia a national anti-racism framework. The framework will serve as an overarching shared value, shared committed purpose about devising a strong reference point about how we deal with race issues and race relations and social cohesion in this country.
SBS reached out to the government for a statement and was awaiting a response.
Australia prides itself as being a country that is fair, equal, and therefore on that basis it's important that we underscore this by respecting the dignity and the rights of people to be treated equally as well in this country.
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.